Good morning. It's 7 o'clock on Tuesday, the 11th of July. This is Morning Ireland on RTE Radio 1 with Rachel English and Angus Cox.
Coming up this morning, a crucial day in the RTE payments controversy as Ryan Tubridy and his agent go before two Oireachtas committees. Also, as measures to help...
...in detail.
RTE broadcaster Ryan Tubridy and his agent Noel Kelly are due before two Oireachtas committees today. Both men will answer questions about €345,000 of undisclosed payments made by the organisation to the former Late Late Show host. The new RTE Director General Kevin Backhurst said yesterday that he hoped to see maximum transparency during the committee's proceedings, ahead of a decision being taken about Mr. Tubridy's future with the organisation. Our political correspondent Paul Cunningham.
The presenter Ryan Tubridy and his agent Noel Kelly have volunteered to go before the Public Accounts Committee and the Oireachtas Media Committee. It's understood that both men will bring legal representation to the committee hearings, but under the rules, they will be sitting behind the witnesses rather than beside them. In a letter to Mr. Tubridy and Mr. Kelly last Friday, the Public Accounts Committee identified seven areas it wanted to investigate. They included payments dating back to 2017, the deal with Renault, the raising of associated invoices, any instructions given to Mr. Kelly by Mr. Tubridy, and the video call in May 2020 between the former Director General D. Forbes and Mr. Kelly when the Renault deal was underwritten by RTE. New documents supplied by RTE to the Doyle Public Accounts Committee overnight suggest that four people participated in the meeting: D. Forbes, Noel Kelly, the unnamed solicitor, and a fourth person whose name is redacted. Speaking to the media yesterday, the new RTE Director General, Kevin Backhurst, was non-committal when asked about Ryan Tubridy's future with the station. He said, "We'll have to see how the week goes, and we'll take a decision on that soon, for everyone's sake and for Ryan's sake."